Hey, welcome back to another episode of Cats, Dogs, Apes, and Frogs. I'm your host, Russell Corey. I'm not a financial advisor. This is not financial advice. I just talk about my experiences as a retail investor. And today it is January 22nd, 2024. And at 10 a.m. Pacific time, that's when all the migration for from Grumpy Cat to DeCat will end. There was an extended period for people that may have been, you know, caught off guard if they weren't paying attention, if they had, you know, other things kind of locked up. The developer gave them one last chance to manually get their coins, you know, migrated over. So it's exciting. Now, after that 10 a.m. deadline today on January 22nd, 2024, the maximum time that it'll be before DeCat is launched is 36 hours. So after 10 a.m., from that point to 36 hours after that, DeCat will get launched at some point, and you'll be able to buy it available on the open market. So what is going to happen when DeCat goes live? I'll be honest, I do not know. I have no idea. I don't know what price it's going to be at when it comes out. I know the community that's active, the core community that was, you know, the 70% plus of the supply that migrated over, that was still in the project, was still paying attention, was still working. Those people are licking their chops and getting ready for a juicy price. You could have bought DeCat at about 8 zeros and and then just paid the fees to migrate it. And you know, you were guaranteed to get DeCat at that price. Now, when it comes out, it could be lower. You know, if it's at 9 zeros and a 2.7, then you could have gotten 10 times as much as what you paid for before the migration. I don't think it will last very long at, you know, extremely cheap prices. I think people will gobble it up by the trillions, if not hundreds of billions. If it's higher, then you know what? That's good, because all the people that, you know, your Grumpy Cat, once it's converted to the cat, it should be, your value would go up. So even if, you know, I could have, you know, got it at the better price, you should be happy, because the value of your wallet should go up. So I don't know. I'll be honest with you. You know, after going through the experience of Ape, you can almost expect the worst. But they're two different entities. I think you get really, you know, it's kind of like if you get, you know, if you're in a bad relationship, you know, with a boyfriend or a girlfriend, and you think, oh, you know, every future boyfriend, girlfriend is going to be the same thing as this, you know. And then it's not true. People are different. Projects are different. Plays are different. Just once you get burned, you know, I have my dreams of what I hope it does. And then there's the reality of what it's actually going to do. We're still a very small community. So it's a dedicated and an active community, but it's still small. And, you know, when it comes out, my hope is this, that the core community is going to be there. So whatever price it comes out at, we're buying it, because we know even if we could have got it cheaper for the migration, we're probably not going to get it any cheaper than it comes out in these first hours, because these are core community members buying it up. And, you know, if we can drive that price up, and a lot of people will go look at CoinGecko, they'll see what coins are newly launched, see if there's anything going on. And if someone sees a new coin launch that's only been out for a few days, but it's up 100, 200%, that catches people's attention. And they'll come and look at it, and they'll say, well, what is this DeCat? I've never heard of this. And they might go on Twitter, you know, and look up DeCat. And then they'll see, wow, there's a really active community here. On YouTube, there's a few videos, not much, but a few. And if they Google it, they're going to see a lot of my podcast episodes, because I talk about DeCat in there. So there's something there. And I have two books, too, on DeCat as well that they can see on Amazon. So, you know, there'll be something there, and they say, wow, okay, you know what, maybe I'll grab a bag of this DeCat. And then they'll watch as that bag goes up, and they're like, ooh, I should have bought more, because now it's doubled in price. And you get this FOMO money kicking in. And if the core community holds, then that FOMO just keeps growing and growing. And if, as long as there's no big dump, it's going to keep going up. Obviously, there's going to be some volatility. Some people will sell after they do a 2x, a 3x. They're not greedy. They'll take that. They say, they just go into these projects, they take the profit, and they go on to the next one. So can we survive those dips and just keep on going? And that's going to be crucial. I hope we our ticker out of the gate, we show strength. Because I'll be honest, one of the projects I'm looking at, I'm doing a program called 4 for 24, where I'm going to cover four projects, including Decat. And one of the coins, I bought a little bag thinking, well, I'm going to buy a little bit just so I could, you know, say I'm holding it. And it went up. And I'm like, you may regret not buying more of this. So I did like two or three more buys after that, and basically went 10 times my original, you know, holdings in that project. And then at that point I said, that's it. I'm not putting any more in because of Decat. And also the risk, you know, the if you keep putting money into it as the price goes up, your risk goes up because now, you know, you could lose your money or lose your whatever gains you had. But with this project, my expectations were pretty low. You know, if I could come out with a few thousand dollars, I'll be happy. It's not like these other projects I get into and I think, oh, I'm going to retire from this money. So it was just a small thing, but I just saw this incredible strength in their ticker. And that's why I kept going in and getting more. Whenever there was a dip, the project always recovered from the dip. And I'll talk more of it once I actually launch the show on YouTube. But that's what I hope our ticket does, that people look at the Decat ticker and they see strength there and they think, if I just buy this Decat, you know, even though I could have bought it cheaper yesterday or the day before, but if I buy it right now, it'll probably go up by tomorrow, so I'm going to grab a bag. And that's what I'm hoping for. And then we go up and we just don't have any huge, you know, crash dips that most new projects, you know, have. That by the time the new money comes in, that it doesn't have the commitment that the core community has, that the amount of Decat they're able to get isn't enough to crash the price. Yeah, could it cause a little bit of a dip? Sure. Are people going to take profits? Sure. All that's going to happen. But I hope we just keep going and, you know, we just run up to a $10 million market cap, a $20 million market cap, like just goes on a tear, and we'll see how that goes. But I'm excited. I can't wait. I do have some ETH on standby, and I didn't have much, but I had a little bit of XRP and a little bit of Bitcoin, and I ended up selling them because, one, those investments went down, so if I want to buy some Bitcoin or XRP again, they're at low prices right now, so after it comes out, if I want to reevaluate things and I want to buy those positions back, I can, and they're at low prices. I bought them at the time because I thought with the ETF approval of the Bitcoin ETF approvals that, you know, crypto would go racing up, and it really didn't. It was kind of a, you know, buy the hype, sell the news situation. So there's still a chance to get, you know, Bitcoin and XRP at a pretty good price. They haven't ripped just yet. We'll see. But then I didn't want to wait till, you know, after the launch, and I said, well, let me see where it's at, because if I'm going to make a buy, I'd like to make one big buy and then that's it. Because there's fees involved in this and they add up. And over time, the way I've probably spent a lot of money just on fees. So I wanted it just to be one clean shot and just to go ahead and get it. And then that's it. My hope is to make one last buy, you know, as this, you know, prices launch, and then sit back and then support the project as best I can. I did mention I had some books. I published two Decat books, something that we could not do before when we were Grumpy Cat Coin. We were always afraid of the licensed trademark Grumpy Cat coming back and saying, you can't publish books, we're going to sue you and fudding the project again. So we wouldn't even touch it. We wouldn't even entertain the idea. So now I've set up the Decat Crypto website. I have a Decat Crypto book, but then I also have just another book. And the more I thought about Decat and what we were able to do as a community with Grumpy Cat and going and transferring to Decat, was this idea of using the tools of Web3 to team build a group of strangers from around the world to accomplish something, whether it's in crypto or any other endeavor. And I really want to advocate for that. And I looked at the Decat name and I said, you know what? To me, this stands for Do a Cool Act Together. DACAT, Do a Cool Act Together, which happens to spell, you know, Decat. And I want to create a network, the Decat Network, where I can, you know, put my energy and effort into, you know, trying to advocate for people building teams to accomplish something, not necessarily to buy Decat the token, but just to, you know, people that don't, aren't familiar with the tools of Web3. And I'm certainly no expert, but I certainly know what I do, and I'm willing to get advice from other people that are experts in other area, whether it's in crypto, social media, or technology, and bring people together and start networking. And I think that's a crucial thing that we can do. It's available. We saw what happened with Grumpy Cat Coin and now Decat, that you can bring a group of strangers together and you pull from each other's strengths. You become part of a team. You respect each other and you work together, and amazing things can happen. So I have both books are they're 99 cents on Amazon, but I set them up for free downloads today. And actually today, Monday, January 22nd, 2024, if you're listening to this podcast, go to Amazon and do a search for Decat Crypto or Decat Russell Corey, and you should be able to find both books. You can download them for free. Otherwise, you could pay 99 cents for them. And I'm really pushing the Decat community to download these things for free, to write reviews, because I'm already seeing results of, you know, Amazon has different categories for their books. You may not be the number one bestseller in all books on Amazon, but if you have a category in crowdfunding, in investing, anything like that, you can get to a number one status. And I've already achieved the number one ranking in some of these, you know, sub rankings. And even in the paid areas, it's ranked not number one, but higher in areas. So those, you can do screen grabs, you can use those for videos, you can promote to that. Also, other people see this. They see, you know, they're doing a search for investing, or, you know, they see it, and it's pretty awesome to see it. And I hope that, you know, more people help out with that. But think about this. I try to explain it to people. Imagine how much we'd have to pay to get an ad for Decat on Amazon when people are searching, right? How much would that cost you to get that? Probably a lot of money, but you can publish an ebook for free. And then as a community, if you support it, people, you know, might put their eyes on it and they might learn something about your project. So check those out. The first one is Decat Crypto. That's the book by Russell Corey, and you can get that, download that for free January 22nd, 2024. I only get 5 days every 90 days to do free downloads. So now that we're sort of in this launch period, you know, I wanted to make it available for that. So there's only going to be a few more days where you can get the free downloads. But I can always create more books. That's the beauty of it. You can always make more books, and those can be free. And then the other book is called Decat, Do a Cool Action Together, or Do a Cool Act Together. Do a Cool Act Together, Decat. So check those out if you get a chance. Now, the crazy thing was, when we actually migrated, when they took the, you know, how we migrated was, I sent my Grumpy Cat coin, all 2 trillion of them, plus, to this migration wallet. And everybody that wanted to migrate, we all sent our coins there. And it was a lot of trust. We had to trust the developer, because they could have done, they weren't our coins anymore. They were, you know, we sent them to the developer, and we had no control over. They were in the migration wallet. And we still haven't gotten the Decat yet. That's going to be, like I said, after 10 a.m. Today, Pacific time. That's when, and at that moment, from there to 36 hours max, we should be able to claim our tokens. And I'll certainly update you to make sure. I hope everything goes well. These things, boy, if there's a snafu or there's a technical hiccup, it could get ugly real fast. People get really nervous when they do this stuff. And if there's anything wrong, they get crazy. I know we even had a few little ticks, you know, as we were, you know, trying to migrate them. But thankfully, we have a very professional community. And we had Chase in our community was able to figure out what the glitch was. And it was just on some of these things you had to round up. If you had fractional coins in your wallet, you just round it up to the next whole number, and that did the trick and let you advance. But we had a group that, we no one freaked out, no one accused anybody of stealing anything. We figured out what's the issue, and we put a fix in. And then when new other people would encounter the same problem in our Telegram, people would answer them and say, here's the fix. And they would usually get on about their way. So hopefully things go smoothly with that. Hopefully it's a pretty good price, and we get a lot of that supply into, you know, friendly diamond-handed investors that are going to hold their Grumpy Cat and hold the Decat. until we reach those, you know, higher, you know, market caps in the hundreds of millions and hopefully billions. And then they can take profit and it won't hurt the project. If we do a 2-3x and all of a sudden someone sells 2 trillion grumpy cat or 2 trillion to cats, we're going to feel that. And it's going to lessen the conflict or lessen the confidence that people have in the project. And a lot of people got caught. They weren't paying attention to this project. And some of those people came into the Telegram like, what's going on? I don't care. I had everything invested. I'm a day one holder. I have such commitment to this project. What happened? And listen, I have sympathy for them to an extent. But the reality is this. There were about 3,000 wallets holding Grumpy Cat coin. And when I first really started looking at it on Etherscan, and that number went down to about 2,800 wallets at the end when we started the migration process. And even after that, it was still 2,400 plus wallets still holding Grumpy Cat coin. So out of the, you know, there were 2,400 wallets that never migrated. They didn't know or they gave up on the project. And people might be upset now because when we did the transfer, obviously it was a huge drop in price. More on that in a second, actually. And they're shocked, but and they were mad. Some people are upset, but it's like, hey, you know, can we be upset that you gave up on the community? A meme coin, we're not Tesla, we're not Apple. You have to be active. A meme coin's community, the strength is active community members. The more active the community members, the more confidence people can have investing in your project. To have people just give up and then all of a sudden say, you guys can do all the work. And then when Grumpy Cat, you know, goes up in value, we're going to dump on you, right? That's essentially what they were saying. And I would want to say to people, you know, when they were upset about like, how do I get my tokens? Can I migrate now? I always want to say, how do I get the time back from my family that I spent supporting this project when you gave up on it? So that's the thing. If you're going to get invested in a meme coin, stay active and understand what's going on. It's not Tesla. It's not Microsoft. You gotta, you know, you can't just set it and forget it. You have to be involved with your community to make sure that the price goes up and it's a successful project. But let me say this. So Grumpy Cat basically went down about 97%, almost instantly. Right? Actually, probably was instantly. 97, imagine you had an investment and within, you know, a few seconds, it went down 97%. That's pretty shocking, wouldn't you say? Can you imagine if you had your money and all of a sudden it dropped down 90% like that? What a nightmare. What a horror that would be. I start this program and I say I'm not a financial advisor and I'm this is not financial advice. And now I had migrated out of Grumpy Cat, so I didn't get hurt. But Grumpy Cat coin now just went down. It was a 97% loss. AMC, from when I was buying it back in the summer and fall of 2021, those accounts that I had accumulated by, say, November 2021, the when I was buying it at like, you know, $40, you know, $20 to $40, that's 97% down. So imagine what happened with Grumpy Cat and having that huge steep decline. That's what happened with AMC. Just with Grumpy Cat, it happened in a matter of seconds. And with AMC, it happened over a matter of months and years. And that's how devastating that AMC investment is. Now, it is ticking up a little bit right now, but not much. You know, it's got a long, long way to go. And that's why I have my plan B with the cat. But that's the devastation. I had two investments. And obviously, again, Grumpy Cat is, I was out of it. So it's not a 90% loss for me. I will have to see how Decat does. You know, listen, I'm a realist now. You know, whatever. There's no guarantees on anything. But that's where we're at. It's scary. And like I said, this is my last rodeo. I'm giving, you know, Decat my best shot. And I think we have a really good shot with it. It only in the fact that we are essentially launching a decentralized startup brand. That with Grumpy Cat, our hands were tied. There was only a few things we could do to support this project without possibly getting into trouble with the trademark Grumpy Cat people. Those, that's no longer an issue. We can make books, we can make t-shirts, we can do everything we want to do and say we represent this project, and I'm so excited. So even if we have to fight our way out from a low price, we should be able to fight that fight and attract more people. It's going to be amazing. You know, one of our community members, his name is Tom, call him Nobody. He has done amazing work on this comic that he's doing. His talent as an artist is unbelievable. I don't think people realize the asset that he is. There's always a joke in Hollywood that the like movie studios executives and producers were like, never let the writers know how important they are, because without a good script, without the good ideas, they can't make any good movies. And usually the writers, you know, on the between the directors, producers, and the actors, the writers were the ones that were treated the worst and got paid the least. Although some of them made pretty good money, but they never wanted them to know how important they were in the process, because they gave you that original content or the script that you could build the rest of the movie around. Well, anyway, well, Tom, I feel the same way. Like, don't let Tom or Nobody know how important he is to this project, because I think when his comic book comes out, amazing things can happen with that. Even just using the visuals to help support the project and creating this cool image of cats is amazing. But imagine if somebody, a movie producer, a movie studio, optioned his comic book, and what that would do to the price of the cat. As we talk about, like, hey, we've got a, you know, the cat comic has been optioned and is going to be a movie one day. It's amazing. And he's such a, I look at the stuff and I can't wait to print some of it and have it on posters on my wall. It's just, I've been very busy with everything, and hopefully he said it's okay for me to make some t-shirts out of it, not to sell necessarily, but just to wear on camera when I do my videos. So I'm looking forward to that. It's one, I've told him he's one of the reasons why I stayed in this play, the talent. There's so many talented people and dedicated people, whether it was DB and Simon and Baker and Chase, Adam, who's one of our bigger whales, who surpassed Pro the Doge, another, you know, big factor in me keeping me, you know, he kept holding, and I knew how important he was to the crypto community, and having someone of his stature on your side, the feature star of a documentary that's available on Apple TV that was trending. It was like the number three movie or download on Apple TV. So, you know, there were a lot of good things in this project. You had to kind of look past the price and where we were. And then when they surprised everybody with the migration or the transition to rebranding to the cat, it's really like the scene in the movie where you think you're never going to get out. And then all of a sudden a group of people said, hey, look what we got. And now, you know, you've got a chance. And we're in the stages now of, you know, all right, it's go time, that, you know, the old ways are gone. And we're getting ready to start the new way. So I'm extremely excited. And I'll do an update once it launches. And I'll kind of update where I'm at. But yeah, at this point, it's going to be crazy. My hope is to get one last big buy-in and grab one more big bag while hopefully the price is still low. And then I don't know what it's going to do initially, but hopefully whatever I buy it at, it moves past at least that price. I don't know about the migrated tokens yet. We know it may be a while until we surpass what they were worth, or if it was worth, you know, a better idea to buy it when it was still Grumpy Cat and migrate it. The only thing I'll say to that is, I got to go back to work today. So if I'm busy and all this stuff starts happening when I'm in between something or helping somebody, you know, I may get screwed out of buying that new bag, but that's okay. I have 2 trillion of these things. I'll be fine. And I can claim them, I have plenty of time to claim them. It's not like I got to claim them within the first few minutes of it going live, or else I'm going to lose value. Whatever the value of the cat is, when I claim my tokens, that's what my tokens are going to be worth. I just want to try to grab one more bag. When a project starts, that's usually the best time to buy it, because it usually, if it's successful, obviously it's only going to go up from that point. And you get in early like that. You're one of those, you know, day one buyers, and your project goes up. It can be a really good position to be in. So we will see. I will update you. Good luck. If you are a cat holder and you're looking to buy some when it goes launches, and if you aren't, You know, listen, I'm not a financial advisor. I can't give financial advice. But I know, I tell people, we're more than just a meme. We are launching a global brand. Decat, my hope is Decat will be the face of Web3 in 2024 as a sign of what you can do as a community and do the amazing things that can happen when you use the tools of Web3. And that's what I'm going to hopefully focus my efforts on, is this, you know, Decat Network, where we teach these tools to people. We teach team building. We build networks. And I'm looking forward to that. So thanks for listening. If, you know, you want to come along the ride with us in this Decat adventure that should be starting within the next day and a half, please come along and see what happens. Talk to you later. Thanks for listening. Bye.